WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
The rain moves away, clearing out for a mostly sunny, warm rest of the week. The former police chief caught up in a sexual assault scandal remains on the job, taking a pile of taxpayer money. As a government shutdown looms, what are lawmakers up to? Banning styrofoam cups and plates from our schools. And a Monmouth County church literally goes to the dogs. In sports, Mets lose to the Marlins. Yankees rally late but can't overcome the Rangers. Phillies fall to the Braves. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, that rain looks to be moving out.
That's right. And as the rain exits, we've got several days of sunny, warm weather to enjoy here across the Garden State. But we're not quite there yet. Still raining in parts of Union and Middlesex counties right now around the Edison area up into the Plainfields. And maybe one more band of showers still to come through northern New Jersey around Sussex County. We'll burn off fog, drizzle, and clouds this morning, then becoming bright and sunny across North Jersey later this morning. South Jersey, you might hold on to the clouds a little later into the afternoon. Highs today, upper 70s to lower 80s. Clear skies tonight, quiet weather in the 50s. Beautiful tomorrow, sunny 75 to 80. Weather made possible by At Home Recreation, offering their lowest pricing on 2018 pool models. Save $200 to $2,000 off New Jersey's market price. Spas and hot tubs at tremendous savings, plus a limited time 20% off on pool installation prices. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. We were the first to tell you about the salacious details of a lawsuit against a small-town police department involving a big blue sex toy. Borough officials have suspended three top officers amid the sexual harassment and corruption allegations, but one figure implicated in the scandal remains on the job and has been collecting two checks from the public, one for working, another for retiring, in a practice called double dipping. Unlike some of the allegations against the police department, it is perfectly legal. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the new details this morning. Patrick?
That's right, Eric. Because James Debbie's business administrator job is in a different pension system from Mountainside's police department, he can collect a separate pension upon retirement from that job, which he took full-time when he retired as chief in 2014. His years on the force entitle him to a $140,000 a year pension, and he still makes more than $61,000 in annual salary. It was on Debbie's watch, a lawsuit by six PD members claims that Big Blue became a, shall we say, member of the department. Prosecutors first probed those accusations 18 months ago and are now picking up fresh allegations from the lawsuit, Eric.
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures starting out of the 50s and 60s. It is humid this morning, and we might see some fog, drizzle, and clouds around today. It'll then become sunny across the north, partly sunny to the south, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s, and then a really nice day coming up tomorrow, and the holiday weekend will start out okay. Will it end that way? Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. We are learning even more about the driver of the school bus involved in that horrific fatal crash last week. We'll have the update in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. It's a little damp this morning, but the rain is moving out, and eventually today we will see sunshine across most of the northern part of our state, partly sunny to the south, upper 70s, lower 80s will do it for the high, and then the weather is really going to get great for tomorrow. We'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. There actually is no rain in the forecast for at least the next few days, a dramatic shift from the weather pattern we've been stuck in for weeks.
According to state climatologist Dave Robinson, South Jersey has gotten 6 to 7 inches of rain since the beginning of the month, while most of the rest of the state has also been saturated.
Rivers are running at above normal levels. Groundwater's in good shape. Our reservoirs are essentially full.
He's quick to add, however, that does not mean we should be wasting any water.
We can get into trouble in a matter of weeks if we go rain-free, and particularly if the thermometer really starts rising to excessive levels.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The driver of the school bus involved in last week's horrific crash on Route 80 has a history of speeding and license suspensions. The Motor Vehicle Commission confirms 77-year-old Huddy Muldrow has 8 speeding violations, the most recent, though, in 2001. His license was suspended just last December for the 14th time, though most of those suspensions were for parking tickets or administrative actions. DOT video shows Muldrow crossing 3 lanes of traffic after missing his exit, seconds before colliding with a dump truck. The accident killed a student and a teacher. The National Transportation Safety Board is recommending New Jersey buses be equipped with better seat belts. Only lap belts are required now. The NTSB says our school buses should be upgraded to lap and shoulder belts like we have in our cars. The same day we were telling you about a New Jersey transit driver counting money while he was picking up passengers, a passenger on a Lakeland commuter bus sent us video of his driver counting and organizing tickets while going 60 miles an hour on Route 30. At times, both of his hands are off the wheel. Lakeland won't comment except to say they are investigating. Styrofoam-style cups and plates may soon no longer be sold in public school and college cafeterias in New Jersey. A Senate committee advancing the ban unanimously, despite concerns from representatives of the manufacturers.
Dennis Hart of the Chemistry Council of New Jersey says any assessment of the savings must consider the environmental impact of substitutes like producing and shipping paper cups.
The real science behind eliminating it is not there. The costs involved of replacing by our public school system will be a very large cost.
Michael Vranchik of the New Jersey School Boards Association says he's not sure how many schools use polystyrene packaging, but notes the bill wouldn't take effect until a year after it's signed.
There may be a cost issue, but if there's a year to work through the supply, we're on board.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A student who collapsed and died during gym class at Franklin High, Somerset County, had a heart attack. The mother of 14-year-old Dylan Burrell made a heart-wrenching post on Facebook revealing her son had a heart attack while playing lacrosse. The number of incarcerated women has increased by more than 700% since 1980. There's a new report from the Sentencing Project this morning, but looking state by state, New Jersey's female imprisonment rate is pretty impressive.
In New Jersey, 18 out of every 100,000 women were in prison in 2016. That's the third lowest rate in the country, where the average is 57 per 100,000.
What we've seen overall in New Jersey is a lot of reform efforts that have successfully reduced the prison population successfully in the state for both men and women.
New Jersey actually leads the nation in prison population reduction, the Sentencing Project says, but we're on the other end of the spectrum, the absolute worst for the racial disparity of those behind bars. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Council members in Jersey City held a very public and uneasy discussion about sex toys and topless women as they seek to rewrite an obscenity law that dates back to the 80s. There were some giggles and a lot of awkwardness. One council member refused to say breasts and referred to, quote, those things as they tried to come up with a new definition for naked that would allow things like a burlesque performance, but not fully lift a ban on women going topless. They seemed to have no problem dropping a ban on obscene devices or sex toys, but were bothered by the idea of a woman being able to walk around town topless. A new pool pier in North Wildwood will not open as planned for Memorial Day. Developers say they won't be ready until June 1st at the earliest. Last week's stormy weather put work at Seaport Pier behind schedule. It will eventually feature a collection of shops and outdoor restaurants, as well as a swim club. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. The rain is moving out and sunshine will return. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14. As we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, we're already starting to look towards the holiday weekend.
We are, and we're getting a clearer view of what the forecast is going to be. Not a perfect situation, but there will be some solid summer-like weather on the way for the holiday. Let's talk about today first. We still have some rain pushing through New Jersey. Two more batches to go. One is just now pushing over Staten Island, so still clipping a bit of Union and Middlesex counties from Edison to Westfield, Linden to Perth Amboy, seeing some rain right now. now. One more batch of rain looks to pass through Warren, Sussex, maybe Passaic counties over the next hour, and then we'll start to really dry out. Fog, drizzle, and clouds this morning, but the sun will shine brightly for most of the state today. We'll hang on to extra clouds in South Jersey, maybe through this afternoon. Highs upper 70s to lower 80s, turning into a very nice day. Clear skies, quiet weather tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny, dry, warm, and, well, pretty fantastic. Highs 75 to 80 for your Thursday. Friday looks good, too, although even warmer. Highs bump into the lower to mid-80s, plenty of sunshine and a stiff breeze. Now, let's talk about that holiday weekend. It's going to start off hot. Inland high temperatures near 90 degrees on Saturday, and then increasing clouds will lead to scattered showers and cooler temperatures. As early as Saturday night, we could see some raindrops around. Sunday is iffy. Monday is iffy. There will be periods of rain, but you might sneak in some dry weather, too. At the very least, temperatures will be in the 60s and 70s for the second half of the holiday weekend. New Jersey, first news time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock, this is New Jersey's first news.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, the former police chief that was caught up in a sexual assault scandal in a small North Jersey town is still on the job and double dipping into the taxpayer treasury. As a government shutdown looms, lawmakers are looking to ban styrofoam cups and plates from school. In sports, Mets lose to the Marlins in Jose Bautista's debut for the Amazons. Yankees rally late but can't overcome the Rangers, a 6-4 loss, and the Phillies fall to the Braves 3-1. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
All Jersey, all the time.
What do I listen to? Always 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey first news time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. We still have a little bit of rain over the next hour, hour and a half, and then some fog and drizzle this morning, but the sun will shine brightly. It'll be nice and warm this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. More nice weather ahead for tomorrow and Friday too. New Jersey, first news time, still 5:19.
You're listening to New Jersey's first news, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is on a Wednesday morning in the Great Garden State. And as we make it to the midweek, the rain is moving off, though it's still a little damp this morning, maybe a little humid. Some fog and cloudiness around, could be some drizzle as you step outside as well, but that is going to clear out. And for the northern half of the state, a lot of sunshine today. Not quite as much to the south, but temperatures in the 70s and 80s today. Great day tomorrow, and then we speed towards the weekend. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. A Monmouth County church is literally going to the dogs. Once a month, St. George's by the River Episcopal Church in Rumson is opening its doors to pooches and other pets.
Reverend Ophelia Lachlan says after holding a blessing of the animals in honor of St. Francis of Assisi last October, the event was so popular they decided to hold a monthly service for people and their pets, which are usually dogs.
But we have had cats, we've had hermit crabs, we've had hamsters, and we often have a local parrot.
We want to make our church a welcoming place for everybody, says the Reverend, and we recognize pets are every bit as much a part of people's families as humans. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's first news, 5:24. Atlantic City's Borgata Casino says they'll take sports bets the first day state regulators allow it. The casino plans to rename its existing facility for betting on horse racing, the Race and Sports Book. They're also finalizing plans for a new sports betting facility at the casino. New Jersey lawmakers hope to have a law passed and regulations enacted in early June. A new report by the Casino Control Commission finds even before two new casinos split the pot, Atlantic City's profits are declining.
Gambling industry experts are debating whether the openings of the Ocean Resort and Hard Rock casinos next month will cannibalize profits from the seven currently operating casinos. But the 2018 first quarter report has found that while all the casinos profited, they saw 11.7% less profit than they did in the same time period last year. Casino Control Commission Chairman James Plousis says he's optimistic that sports betting will bring new visitors to the casinos, and online casinos are staying afloat as well. In the first 3 months of 2018, the casinos made $123.6 million from gamblers, with the Borgata taking the largest share. Danielle Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey's Cape May has been named the most beautiful place in the Garden State by Condé Nast Traveler. The oldest seashore resort was said to have the perfect family beach combined with an historic town and great restaurants and shops. If you love Jersey beaches, say thanks to the folks driving around with a sure-to-please license plate. Each purchase, drivers contribute to a fund that helps with cleanup efforts down the shore.
Karen Chinsky with the Department of Environmental Protection says revenue brought in by the Shore to Please design, which features an illustration of the Barnegat Lighthouse, has dropped significantly over the years, so the DEP will attempt to increase sales by placing ads on banner planes set to fly along the coast this summer.
The revenue from that plate does fund the Coastal Protection Trust Fund, which then pays for a variety of programs to keep our beaches in the great shape that they're in.
Chinsky says a drop in revenue is likely due to the many options available for dedicated plates, such as Conquer Cancer. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:26. Drying out, sunshine will return. Dan has the forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour. Also coming up on the half hour, that big blue lawsuit involving a small police department and a big sex toy. New information this morning. We'll have that and business news next.
Jersey Radio.
I'm telling you, you speak with common sense.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's first news, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Wall Street started out strong yesterday, and Asian indexes, though, mostly slipped amid continuing worries about North Korea. Wall Street slid about 8 points for the S&P. The Dow lost 178 after opening strong. New Jersey's first news, engineered by Kathy Wagner, were written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5.
Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere.
Download the app.
I actually use the app. I listen from across the country.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now.
It's free.
Supported by Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.